One very critical turning point for me was that moment when I finally mastered the art of tying and knotting my own necktie. Some of you who know me might think this happened before I walked or talked. No, it was a rather late development. I was 15. I certainly wore neckties before that, but they were either clip-ons, it embarrasses me to admit it, or Dad tied them for me as he tried to teach me how it was done. This was life-changing for me because at the time, we wore neckties to school, high school. Not everyone, and not every day. There was a group of us who got a charge out of the style-setting and shopping opportunities that necktie-wearing opened up. I suppose this group, or clique, was referred to as preppies by certain of our classmates. Certain others no doubt used words that have been utterly banned from public discourse and the airwaves. We could not have been bothered to care. We knew what we were doing. That wouldn't last long, as we'll see. I said it was life-changing, learning your way around the necktie, for the reason that, as a teenager, you would not want your dad helping to get you dressed in the morning. Tying the tie conferred maturity, at the same time that it centered you among the wannabe sophisticates of the day. There's a vanity about the necktie that I didn't recognize until decades later. Apologizing for being vain is a fool's errand. Let it be. I'm talking about an era, so to speak, that increasingly few of us can recall firsthand. Being old has its advantages. Well, it has one advantage. A wealth, a surfeit of things to remember and reflect upon. This was also a hyper-transformational time, the mid-1960s. Sometimes the changes happened so fast you didn't process them until they were literally history. Between my high school graduation in May 1967, strictly a suit and tie event, we passed through the summer of love, talk about turning points, and that fall, as a freshman at St. John's University, I would no more have worn a tie to class or anywhere else than I would a kilt or a tutu. It went on for years, this thing with jeans and boots and flannel and sweatshirts. I was all right with that. And yet, between you and me, there were occasions when I actively missed the old necktie and wondered if I'd ever wear one again. Would anyone? Would I even remember how it worked? I predict that we'll be hearing today about turning points that practically killed people or fundamentally altered the courses of nations or fortunes or forced choices related to careers, partners, family, with consequences of bloodshed and mayhem and worse, maybe. My necktie story will register as the vanity it is, it always was. I'm perfectly okay with that. As I record this, I'm wearing, for the first time, the tie Dodger got me for my birthday last week, a new Jerry Garcia from the 2013 collection. If you were here in the studio, you would see that I am positively glowing.